Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
46, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tuesday morning going to be hot and dry, but that's good because that means hurricane season is leaving us alone, and we'll take it. Archie Chasson joins us, Executive Director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. How you doing, Archie?
Good morning, Tommy. Just when you thought you were getting rid of me, I popped back up.
No, we're glad to have you, man. You're a guy who gets things done, and we like that. Tell me, for people that don't understand, how the Louisiana Highway the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction is different than DOTD.
So it's set up to move a little bit faster, right? You know, Secretary Lede, who's also a LaFouche guy, is doing a great job doing some reforms over there, and it's a great partnership. But we're housed within the Division of Administration with Commissioner Barra and that staff, so we don't necessarily have to play by the same playbook, right? There's not a lot of federal oversight from us or over us from FHWA, although there's a little bit when we talk about certain roads and bridges. But we have a different playbook. We use a different procurement code. The legislature, when they created this office, gave us some emergency procurement powers to fix, in specific cases, this first set of bridges that we're working on, because most of them are in pretty bad shape. So we get to bypass some of that stuff and start to engage with engineers and contractors very quickly to actually pull off some of these projects in, you know, what'll be probably 15 months versus a typical probably 2 year or so process if it was done the normal way through DOTD.
Tell me what that means about the procurement code for people that don't know. I used to be a buyer for the state of Louisiana, believe it or not, when I attended the University of Life, when I decided I didn't need all that college. So I'm a little bit aware of it. For people that don't know, tell them, Archie.
Yeah, so in most cases, you know, any public entity, right? We're talking parish governments or state governments. When we do a project like that, we have to bid it out. And there's probably, in most cases, a 65 or 90-day process to put that project out to bid, get prices from contractors, do the negotiations, figure out who the low bidder was, do contracts. And it just drags the process out. In this particular case, what we did was when the governor said, hey, Archie, we want you to take over these 62 bridges, within about 2 days, we had 8 engineers under contract and started moving. And by the end of probably next week or the following week, we'll have 8 contractors engaged that are already starting to look at what the engineers are working on, starting to figure out how to procure materials, how they're going to demolish the old bridge, how we're going to start to build the new one, working through kind of a step-by-step with the engineer, again, to help move these projects faster. Because as the governor noted when he signed the bill when they created the office, this was a way to reimagine how we're doing infrastructure construction across the state and really go get stuff done. In some cases, he didn't use the word stuff, but we're going to go get it done.
Yeah, everybody wants stuff done, but just for those that are worried about the money and construction and big, how much money are you talking about here?
So we're going to be somewhere upwards of about $100 million, 62 bridges across the state. In most cases, the average bridge is going to run us, you know, somewhere between $1 million and $1.5 million. There's a couple outliers that are some longer spans, that are going to cost a little bit more. But this was money that the legislature pulled out of the Revenue Stabilization Fund, or what they call the Rainy Day Fund, the state savings account, knowing that these things had been neglected over the years and it was a priority for them and the administration. So they've worked with, you know, Commissioner Byron, the governor, to pull that money out of the savings account to actually go get these projects done in a very quick manner.
And somebody texted in about oversight over the money. What oversight is there if you're going by past or bypassing the normal procurement measures?
So there's still all the audit requirements. There's still the oversight there, like you would have typically have within a project. And it's not like we're plucking, you know, Joe Blow from down the road, right? You know, we're pulling people who have already done bridges for DOTD, contractors who the state has worked with in the past.
Already vetted, right?
That's right. People who have not, you know, gone defunct on projects and had issues with the department in the past. We're picking the good contractors who we know can move fast, who we know are going to build a quality product. And when you do it like this, Tommy, when you get them on the ground floor and you design it, you kind of build it with the engineer as you're designing it in that kind of a like a CMAR process, right, that construction manager at risk process where you design it and build it, you tend to save money because there's not the change order process and the typical cost overruns you see in a regular infrastructure project.
I was getting ready to ask you about that. How do you avoid the change orders? Tell me how that's going to be different.
You know, when you think about it, when a contractor gets a set of plans and has to go through that typical bid process, he gets to look at that plan for 30 days and he's making some assumptions. In this particular case, we're talking about what those assumptions would be throughout the process. So you're going to know that there may be a utility line that may have not been picked up because we're going to find it. There's certain assumptions that we're not going to have to make these days, you know, kind of working in tandem with the engineer, demolishing the old one, building the new one all at the same time. So in most cases, when you do these type of design build projects, you're actually saving money on the back end.
Is it almost like a line of credit when you build a house as opposed to bidding a job out?
Somewhat. You know, there's always a construction estimate. And that's how we got the $100 million from the legislature was built off some estimates from DOTD about a year ago. There's still some assumptions there. But we're cutting back on that a whole lot more, having that contractor coming at the ground floor with us.
Got you. We'll take a break, pick it up, we come back. I'm going to talk about prioritizing bridges and where some of these 62 bridges are, because it's an ambitious goal, 62 of them, 100% by December 31st of 2026, which will be here, not 2025, but 2026 before you know it. Archie Chasson, our guest. We like him. He gets stuff done. Executive Director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. Lord knows we need work on the infrastructure in this state, and that's what he's trying to do. We'll pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:58, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Just a couple of minutes left with Archie Chasson, who's talking about replacing bridges. He's the executive director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. Everybody wants to know about the Highway 90 bridge with Pearl River. Is that in Louisiana? Is that a state project or not, Archie?
No, so that's still going to be a state project. These 62 are more, what I'll call more of the rural, kind of local type bridges. DOTD is going to keep, even as we expand this office and we look at what's happening next, the department is still going to keep those kind of bigger mega projects, those big highway interstate projects, the Mississippi River Bridge, you know, I-49, the Calcasieu River Bridge out in southwest Louisiana, those big things, because there's a whole lot of federal oversight there, the department is going to keep those.
So what are some of the things you're looking at in southeast Louisiana so people will know some of the bridges that are targeted?
Yeah, there's a couple out in St. Bernard around Judge Perez. There's a host of them across the North Shore. There's a couple down South Louisiana in Terrebonne. And then we have a slew of them out in Southwest Louisiana. But we have a bulk of them, I think probably, you know, out of the 62, probably 20 are up in North Louisiana. Some of the old, logging routes that are now, kind of major thoroughfares for folks up there. Some of those bridges, prioritized based on rating, right? So most of these bridges are in poor condition. A couple of them are actually already closed because of load rating deficiencies. So those are the ones that we're gonna work on first, make sure we get those back open. And in a lot of cases, looking at how do we rethink them, and instead of maybe building that normal timber pile supported bridge, can we go back with a box culvert, right? A little bit cheaper, a lot easier to maintain, longer lasting life.
Real quick, Archie, is there a website? Where people can go to see what bridges you're talking about?
We will. We're going to release a system in about a week where a person can click on a link, get real-time photos of the project's budgets, plans, see who the contractor is, all that fun stuff.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We'll be back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.